A giant rosary made of gillnet floats, a seafoam green dress that looks like it's been splotched with oil, and a pirate flag adorned with a middle finger and the word Exxon down the side. These pieces and more are part of an exhibit commemorating the 20th anniversary of the spill, which opened at a gallery in Homer Friday. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
The exhibit is titled Simply Spill, and it's curated by Bunnell director Asia Freeman, who grew up in a fishing family and so knows all too well the pain and devastation wrought by the Exxon Valdez.
What it has made me realize is how much emotion remains unsettled within Alaskans due to the conditions that allowed the spill to happen and the way that the political process worked since that time.
Spill sprang out of a conversation that Freeman had with Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council Outreach Coordinator Linda Robinson, herself an artist. Freeman says after Robinson mentioned that many Alaskan artists might want to do something to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the spill this month, she got busy soliciting works. The final exhibit features 30 artists from around the state working in a variety of media.
In effect, we remain really angry and emotional about it. And yet, as artists have within us this incredible opposing dynamic force, which is to wrestle beauty and ultimately optimistic statements from these profoundly traumatized sort of emotions.
Many of the artists included in Spill use natural elements in their pieces. This serves as a reminder of how the oil spill harmed the environment and remains among the worst man-made disasters in our country's history. Homer artist Rika Mao used mussel shells to fashion what she calls a giant teardrop for her piece. 20 years later, tears are still falling.
They are jewels. They're also earthbound and represent place and the fact that they are filterers, water filterers, and that's how they sustain themselves, is filtering water for food. So they're the frontline casualties of marine travesties.
Mao estimates she put about 150 hours into her piece. She says that gave her a lot of time to think and reflect on the impacts that the spill had not only on the environment, but people as well. And she says so many of the pieces in Spill evoke similar feelings in her that it's really worth checking out.
I am just honored to be included in this show because this show, when you read the artist statements, the heartfelt emotions that are coming out of these spectacular pieces. It just feels good to be in and amongst other extremely passionate and artistically articulate artists.
Spill is showing all this month at the Bunnell Street at the same time as the Pratt Museum Science and Art Show Reflections of a Spill opening later this month. It then becomes a traveling exhibit with stops scheduled for Kodiak, Kenai and Soldotna, Cordova, and Anchorage. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.